And now, the Govers. Well, Molly's like an artist about to begin another composition. What we mean is that Molly's inspired by a plan which she wishes to execute. If Mr. Way could be persuaded to give up Oriane and return to his former wife, in return for her squaring the debt she owes the world, it would leave Dr. Cater and Oriane free to work out their own affairs. It's a plan to save a man's conscience, a woman's past, and the future of two charming and honorable people. But all such plans depend on fate keeping out of things. And fate is staggering around all ways at once. For instance, a little earlier tonight, Cater and Way, two of the men involved, had a run-in. And now as the Goldbergs come out of the movies, that run-in becomes a runaway.
Where is Mama?
She's talking to somebody.
Where are you going,
man? With Mama. Come over here.
Mama won't see us.
She'll see us.
Button your naturals around.
Next time we go to the movies, Rosie, please don't sit next to me.
Why, what did I do now?
Nothing.
Well, what did I do? Tell me.
Quiet, please.
Did you ever sit next to her, Pa?
So what does that
try mean? It sometime. See how much you'll enjoy the show.
You do talk too much, Rosalie. That's one thing I would say.
Well, when did I talk?
When didn't you talk?
Come on.
I thought we got lost, Molly.
Somebody, I got lost. Come on,
Come here. Oh, such a wonderful picture.
Are we walking home or are we riding?
Riding. I should ride. Let's walk. The moon is so silvery.
See what the movie does to your mother. Come, lock up. We all can walk five in a row.
Oh, yes, so I'll walk with Oriane and then walk with Papa Rosalie.
All right,
walk with Papa. Take Rosalie's hand. Rosalie, please, button up your neck.
Come on. Mom.
Well, we'll all be right in back of you, Papa.
All right, Mom. Take Rosalie's hand. Take Rosalie's hand. Come this way, Oriane.
Yes, but I don't see how you can do it. How can you?
If you don't do as I tell you, don't go on as is, Oriane.
Honey, can I? He thinks I'm going to marry him.
But you're not married to Mr. Ray yet. You're not married yet. As much as Mr. Ray thinks he loves you, Oriane, believe me, he loves a clear and a comfortable conscience more. Believe me. Look, who is he? I assure you, Oriane, it'll be a greater gift than anything else in the wide world. Don't forget that, Orion, please.
Are you all right, Mom?
Yes, we are, Mom. Did you button your neck?
Yes, Mom.
Very well.
How do you know Mrs. Wade has given all this money to repay those people?
Mrs. Wade will do anything to keep Mr. Ray from you. Why is he here in Lastonbury, Orion? Why is he staying here? Why is he seeing young Dr. Cater just to fill his head with all the terrible things Mr. Ray did to her? So it all comes out to plain arithmetic, Orion. Plain arithmetic. One runs two and two and two is four, and that's all. Absolutely.
That's all.
There's a car.
Come over
on the side.
Well, I think it's
Dr. Cater.
Dr. Cater. Oh, Dr. Cater. Yes, it's Dr. Cater. He must have been tired. Oh, were you to our house, Dr. Cater?
Oh, yes. Mr. Way and I had a nice visit together.
Yeah?
Get in, Oriane. I'll drive you home.
No, I think...
Oh, get in.
You
I wish I had room for all of you.
No,
Oh, Mrs. Goldberg won't mind.
No, not at all. I don't mind at all. Look out for the road, family. Look out.
Come on.
Later.
Come on.
We'll see you at home.
All right, then.
Good night. Don't get in at home. Don't worry, I'll take care of
David.
Don't worry.
Are you comfortable?
Yes.
Want me to put the window up?
No.
I felt like walking.
And I felt like talking. But if you like, I'll park the car and walk with you.
No, thanks.
I haven't had a chance to see you alone for years now.
Since yesterday.
Well, it seems like years. After all, yesterday you promised to marry my friend, Edward Way.
This isn't the road to the Goldberg.
No, it's a roundabout way. Roundabout 10 miles longer.
But I'm tired. I have to look after David.
Way is mothering him, and I want to speak to you.
Aren't you in a rather masterful mood tonight?
That's the moonlight. Moonlight makes me masterful. Now tell me, Oriane, did you or did you not promise to marry Edward Way?
What did his wife say?
His former wife said you did.
How does she know?
Ray told her and she told me, and now I'm asking you. Did you promise to marry him?
What is wrong with Margaret Wayne?
Her former husband.
And what is wrong with you?
You. I can't think of a more preposterous situation. I know you're not in love with our friend. I know you don't want to marry him. I know you want to marry me. And yet, out of pity, out of the stupid, sentimental pity, you've wound yourself up with him and can't let go.
You take a great many things for granted. I don't love you. I don't want to marry you. I never thought of it. And as long as I retain my reason, I won't.
You're protesting too much. If you meant it, you wouldn't bother to say it. If you meant it, you wouldn't bother to say it. If you meant it, you wouldn't bother to say it. See, you forget, Oriane, you're talking to an eminent psychologist.
You never let me forget.
No, seriously, Oriane, I don't believe you have promised to marry him. Just tell me yes or no.
Does Mrs. Ray love her husband?
That word doesn't mean anything in the situation. If you mean, does Mrs. Way want her husband back, the answer is yes.
But what for? To humiliate him?
I suppose. After all, she sent him to the dogs once, and she'll be glad to do it again. She's jealous of you.
Do you think Ray loves his wife?
That word doesn't mean anything in this situation. Do most married couples love each other? It's a waste of time asking the question. They stick to each other. They make sacrifices for each other. Many of them wish they could start over again with someone else. Way would like to show Margaret that he can be happy without her and her bedeviled money. You're the chance.
Does he love me?
Again, the word has no significance. He wants an opportunity to show the world that he can be accepted for what he is, without having to make up for the crime. And it was a crime that he committed. After all, if he has any human decency left, and he has, or you wouldn't pity him, he'd like to give back every cent he took and waste it. But since that's impossible, you're the next best thing.
Thank you. And finally, Dr. Crater, since we are on the absurd subject, if love doesn't mean anything the way people use it, what do you mean when you say you love me?
Did you promise to marry Way?
I want to tell you something, Dr. Crater. The feeling I have for Mr. Way is part of the feeling he has for me. I know that he's a man who's reached the very bottom of human abasement and humiliation. His own wife refused to help him. His friends refused to talk to him. People who knew who he was wouldn't even do business with him. He was rock bottom. And now, because of me, that whole world has come swimming back within his reach. I'm proud to feel that I could do that for him.
What are you going to do for him? Pity him? Pity him because society punished him for violating the law and cheating thousands of innocent people? Pity him in the morning and pity him in the night? And never forget, if you pity him, you don't love him. If you don't love him, he'll find you out. And if he does, he'll hate you. Because pity is the most outrageous condescension a man can receive. He'll hate you and despise himself. Then you won't be able to pity him, and your marriage will be a failure before it really gets going.
And don't you think there are other things that can keep people together besides love? Things like respect, admiration, dignity, faith?
Not when you love me. All the noble feelings in the world won't keep you and Way together. You love me and you're afraid of it. You want to suffer. You're afraid to be happy. You're afraid to accept life.
Suppose I am.
No.
Hey. Think I'm going to
fall. I want to get you home before Mr. Way goes to bed. I want to hear you tell him in front of me why you're marrying him. Let me hear you tell him that to his face. Respect, admiration, dignity, faith. I'd like to hear you say it.
But this is the very thing that would spoil Molly's plan. It's the very thing Oriane doesn't want. And it's the worst possible thing that could happen for Dr. Cater also.